AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. Iranian state media say that nuclear facilities, including a heavy water plant and a yellow cake production plant, have been targeted. AP correspondent John Gambrell reports 1 month into the war, Iran has control of the Strait of Hormuz.
The American-Israeli war on Iran has reached the one-month mark, and Tehran is still hanging on and using insurgent-like tactics to maintain its pressure both on its enemies and the global economy. Now, on the economy, that pressure really comes from its chokehold it holds on the Strait of Hormuz. That's the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf through which about a fifth of all oil and natural gas traded once passed. Now Iran controls who goes through the strait and when. And that pressure is largely from the threat of it using drones and missiles on ships passing through without permission. That has stopped that traffic.
The House is considering whether to approve funds to pay for TSA agents and most other Homeland Security agencies after the Senate unanimously passed the measure early this morning. On the Senate floor, Majority Leader John Thune says President Trump should never have had to step in to rescue TSA workers and U.S. air travel.
We are here because, thanks to Democrats' determined refusal to reach an agreement, there will be no Homeland Security funding bill this year. Instead, just a few minutes ago, Republicans funded the Department of Homeland Security piecemeal. It's not the way to fund the department.
Another country has agreed to accept migrants deported from the U.S., AP's Mike Hempin.
Costa Rica has agreed to accept 25 third-party migrants deported from the United States per week. The Central American nation joins a growing number of countries across Africa and the Americas, signing contentious and often secretive agreements with the U.S. to take in deportees from other countries. Costa Rican leaders signed the deal earlier this week. I'm Mike Hempin.
This is AP News. Savannah Guthrie is returning to NBC's Today Show nearly 2 months after the kidnapping of her mom. AP's Donna Warder.
NBC Today host Savannah Guthrie sat down for an interview with Hoda Kotb almost 2 months after the kidnapping of her 84-year-old mom, Nancy Guthrie, from her Arizona home. Savannah says she'll be returning to work April 6th, and as of now, her mom is still missing. She talked about how she felt when she learned her mom may have been kidnapped for ransom.
To think that I brought this to her bedside, that it's because of me. And I just say, I'm so sorry, Mommy.
Savannah says she can't return to work and try to be something that she's not, but she says she thinks it's part of her purpose right now. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.